This is Ozarks at Large, a pair of academic definitions now.
Viticulture is the study of grapevine growth and production. Enology is the art and science of winemaking.
That's the voice of Andy Allen, the new head of the Viticulture and Enology programs at Arkansas Tech University, Ozark. He has previously served as Extension Viticulture Specialist for wine grapes with North Carolina State University of Raleigh, Viticulture Advisor for Missouri State University in Springfield, Missouri, and Extension Viticultural Specialist for the University of Missouri at Columbia. Now he leads the programs at a campus in Ozark that's just 5 miles away from Altus, a town that has been the historic center of Arkansas's winemaking industry.
Both our near and long-term goals are, of course, economic development. We want to see the Arkansas wine industry grow and prosper, and our program is going to be geared towards doing that, providing not only education, but outreach and support for the Arkansas grape and wine industry. I mean, for those who have been observing over the last 10, 15 years, you've noted that grapes and wines, the grape and wine industry all around the United States has been going through this marvelous flourish of growth, even in places where you never really considered it be feasible, but it is. But it has, and we would like to see the Arkansas industry have that same sort of flourish.
I know that you've had you've worked also as an extension viticulture specialist at North Carolina State, at Missouri State, at the University of Missouri. Is there what is similar and what is different when you are in what we call the Arkansas River Valley in Arkansas as far as viticulture, as opposed to Raleigh, North Carolina, or Springfield or Columbia, Missouri?
Well, for one thing, we have a rich, uninterrupted history here, particularly in Altus, where our major wineries have been in continuous production in one form or another since the 1880s. One thing that makes it very different from Missouri would be that the climate here is actually the convergence of the northern end of the Muscadine Range with what would probably be considered the southern end of economic viability for some of the bunch grapes. So we can really grow anything, pretty much any grape variety here in this region.
The viticulture and enology programs at ATU Ozark began in earnest just in the past couple of years. Like other campuses across the country that offer classes in winemaking and grapes, the discipline attracts students of all ages. Andy Allen says the wine industry in general has the attention of many people interested in second or even third careers.
There's a lot of the non-traditional students on the education side, but there's a romance about grapes and wines that just compels people to get involved with this. Now, sometimes that can be a negative. People come into it with too much romantic notion and not enough realism.
Yes,
because I mean the fact is grape production is strictly production agriculture on a somewhat more expensive scale.
Well, and also it's a long-term event.
Oh, definitely. You have got to be in. You've got to be in this for the long term. If you're someone who's easily discouraged, this is not the business to be getting into.
Well, is there anything else we should know about the programs at ATU Ozark?
Oh, there are probably several things, but I would just say that it's a great program. It's a great campus. I'm very excited to be here and be a part of it and serving as chair for the program, and really look forward to working close with the industry. That is a big part of our goal is to work close with the industry and to support its growth and prosperity.
Andy Allen is the new chair for the Viticulture and Enology programs at Arkansas Tech University Ozark campus. I spoke with him earlier this week.